You're listening to the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor.
I'm Dan Meisler of the Inter-University Consortium for Political and Social Research. Today I'm speaking with ICPSR researcher Jim McNally about his new findings that people of various racial and ethnic groups respond differently to the emotional toll of caring for and grieving for a loved one with Alzheimer's disease.
Well, basically, this paper looks at the ethnic variation in how people respond to the death of someone in their family who has been suffering from Alzheimer's.
And what were the major differences that you found between ethnic groups?
The primary differences are that whites and Hispanics reported a sense of relief. This isn't a negative feeling or a happiness towards the death of the person, but just a elimination of a very time-consuming and emotionally trying process of providing care and monitoring the behavior and waiting for the person to die, because unfortunately the inevitable outcome of Alzheimer's is death. The anticipation of death is always there. On the other hand, African Americans, to a statistically significant degree, reported no sense of relief, and that was probably the most discouraging finding of the entire study. In some way, African-American lives are so complicated and stressful that the death of the Alzheimer's care receiver does not provide any breathing room to them, so they have to continue on with whatever stresses are facing their lives, and something apparently just steps right in to fill the void that the caregiving role was consumed with at the time. In terms of other findings, we see that Hispanics were more likely than African Americans and whites to have difficulty letting go of the deceased Alzheimer's person, and also reporting an ongoing sense of longing for that person. So they're going through a more difficult process of separation, which is an essential part of the grieving process itself, to let the deceased person go and to continue on with your own life without that person. Offsetting this sense of connectedness to the deceased person or difficulty in letting them go was the fact that Hispanics didn't report high levels of loneliness or unhappiness. And in part, this would seem to be due to more reliable family support networks, that they have a support system in place that helps them both retain this sense of longing or loss over the deceased person, but not to feel cut off from the rest of society or alone. This may provide a buffer for them to work their way through the grieving process and come to a healthy separation.
Thank you very much for sharing your research with us. I've been speaking with Jim McNally of the Inter-University Consortium for Political and Social Research. Thanks for your time.
Thank you very much.
This has been a production of the University of Michigan News Service. Visit us on the web at www.umich.edu/news.